no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Thunder Country weather.
Good Saturday morning. Your high for the day is at 67. Breezy winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour, as on and off showers and thunderstorms are likely before the early afternoon. This weather update has been brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto in Sheraton, holding their grand opening today. Give them a call at 641-774-2586 and have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Yes, indeed. It is raining again. Those ponds that once were bordering empty have now found the top of the dam. From a drought to flood warnings. Welcome in, everyone. Welcome to Iowa. And welcome into the Coach's Corner. Jacob, it's raining. You've got the weather forecast there, buddy. Is this rain going away, or are we going to get a lot more rain today?
It'll be a little bit on and off today, you know, and kind of throughout the weekend. There's some chances,
what?
And it will come back Monday.
What?
Yeah, after the kind of late afternoon hours.
I hear a resounding noise from all around me, because this broadcast is 360. It's all around us, right? I heard a bunch of boos. You know, you're like the you're into WWE. Who was the guy, the villain that everybody boos? Come on, every sport has one. You know, it's just part of the game.
It kind of depends on like what era. I mean, The Rock.
The Rock got booed?
Yeah, he did.
What?
Believe it or not, yeah.
You mean he was mud before he was a rock?
Yeah.
It was dirt before he was a rock. You know, oh my gosh. Never thought about that. You know, how about Caitlin Clark raining threes? And she, yet, you know, here she is. She's got boo birds. I mean, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And did you feel a little schizophrenic this week? Because I did, you know, because I was thinking, man, we need rain, right? We need rain. Coach Hill just walked in, looked at me really strange, because I think the only part of the show he caught was me saying we need rain. He missed the what I was going to get to. We need some rain. I have an office over in Osceola, man. They shut down their pool for the year, so, and the kids have no place to go swim. And I thought, well, that I wouldn't want that to stand if I was sitting here in Albany, Iowa. Mm-hmm. I could tell you I'd be finding ways to get water in our pool, and if that meant we would line up pickup trucks with the beds of water, we'd get water in the pool so kids have a place to go this summer. But man, they're about out of water. They're slapping about tapping out, wanting water, and then having to put a sump pump in my basement and pump water out of my basement, and seeing things floating in your basement is always a really cool adventure. But But to the point where now I am, if I hear any more about rain, I'm, yeah, and I start the show with talking about rain. Anyway, it was rating threes for Caitlin Clark last night. We're going to talk with Tom Cakert here in a second because she's got the boobers out. Swoop's already, you know, saying she won't adjust to the speed of play in the WNBA because the Big Ten. If you watch Caitlin Clark and the speed of play that Iowa played at, well, you know. So you, to my point, the rock which once was dirt, and you're confirming that because I cannot believe it.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, so you are somewhat sports oriented. You know, this this producer of our show who produces sports events, I did not realize how unsports you were until we were talking about you not knowing anything about sports.
Yeah.
But you do know who Caitlin Clark is, and you do know who The Rock is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you can confirm he was once dirt that turned into mud, then became The Rock.
Yes.
There's always a process, right?
Yeah.
All right, I think there is a process to this madness that we're going to get to. You know, when you get mud on your vehicles, well, you've got to get it cleaned off. So where's Joe Millage at today?
He's over in Quick Lane over in Sheraton.
Quick Lane Lube.
Grand opening.
Wow.
So we'll get him on throughout the day with the party box, the new party box.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Man, that's amazing.
It is amazing. The complete side of the box truck, which is going to be our mobile studio, mobile party box, and it is a complete wall, video wall. And so make sure you wear UV-90 when you get next to it because you might get sunburned. I see a little bit of red on Coach Hill here this morning. And I got a little sun in spite of all the rain. And we'll talk with him about a busy week. And then Coach Todd Ratliff's going to join us here in a moment. And then I do want to catch up with Tom Cakert. There's a lot going on in spite of you know, maybe this being the dead time after the spring football practice. Maybe not a lot talking about what the portal is open. Life in college sports is completely different. It's not the same world that Coach Hill and I grew up in. And so it's nonstop of the process of creating and building teams, and we're going to talk with Tom Cakert about that. We'll probably talk a little Caitlin Clark and his perspective going number one. We'll talk a little bit about the draft, but hey, we're going to talk a little sports here in spite of the rain. But Jacob, I want you to find a way to redo that forecast when we get back.
Sure thing.
That is your job. One task to do. You find a way. And but I promise you, if your name was Noah and you were yelling at me on the Thursday, I probably would have been getting on board. Just saying. We're going to take a timeout. Hope we'll stay on board as we go through this fast hour. That is the Coach's Corner. When we come back, Coach Hill and then Coach Todd Ratliff will join us. And then Tom Cakert, all you Hawkeye junkies, stick around as we move through this fast hour. That is this Coach's Corner.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC is seeking students interested in applying for a 2024 summer internship. Our summer internship program is designed to give high school students practical work experience and provide an opportunity to explore possible career paths within the cooperative in electrical industry. The seasonal full-time internship is May through August from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, with hourly compensation. Contact Ashley Trachel at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia to learn more about applying.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Get that lawn growing green and strong. Midwest Master is a premium, all-purpose grass seed mix that starts growing fast and blends well into existing lawns. A 15-pound bag covers up to 3,750 square feet. Hurry into the Menards Garden Center to save big on Midwest Master grass seed and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. McLean Tire and Auto in Sheraton is throwing open their doors for an unforgettable event today from 9 to 4. You're invited. Come and celebrate the grand opening with a bang. Bounce houses, games, free food, music, and a chance to win amazing raffles and door prizes. Joe Millage and the KIIC Party Box will be on site with the best beats in town. The ultimate party. Join McLean Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton for this grand opening celebration today from 9 to 5. 124 South Main Street in Sheraton.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Really interesting, a new race. It's a Dodge rain relay. You had to on Tuesday. You had to dodge tornadoes. So you guys were coming back, and I think had some of that storm you had to face. Is that right?
We've had our share of rain this week, and I know we needed it, but I think we're pretty good right now. We ran Monday this week, and Monday was a good day to run. Down at Van Buren.
It was a junior high that was coming back on the bus.
Yep, junior high.
I knew it was track. Yep. So talk a little bit about Monday.
Monday went down to Van Buren and a little bit short-staffed in terms of the number of participants that we had. But overall, had a pretty darn good night. I'm going to shout out to a couple kids that aren't used to running the number of events that they did. But we backfilled with some kids just to get a little better workout in, so to speak. And, Parker Heeman has had a really, really good year for us. And he's gotten quite a bit faster. He's been working on his starts, and he's long jumping now. So he had the opportunity to run run four events. And usually he's three events for sure. But he's a 100 guy. But we put him in the DMED, and he ran our opening leg of our DMED in the two there. So he got his four events. And Guy Sample, for a young kid, just a freshman, he ran a couple eights and a 16. And then for some reason, we like those mile guys to run the 4x1. We've had two of them now. Well, we had two of them going into this week, and now we have four.
Oh,
so,
geez.
You know, we had a couple mile guys then running our 4x1 relay. And I think that's just a really good cool down for them. And so, yeah, earlier in the year we said, well, let's just do it. And so we had two, and now we've got four. But Guy, this is the first mile he's ran in track. And so obviously that was a personal best for him. But he's really been focusing on his 800, and he dropped another 2 seconds there and got a personal best there. So, then we districts came out. Started looking through some things, and we're like, you know, what can we do here? What can we
right.
do there? Trying to pick up, you know, a couple of events maybe to sneak into the state track meet. And so we ran the Sprint Med, and we had Stalzer anchoring it in the 400, and they dropped 3 seconds, you know, which was a really nice drop. And a lot can happen this week yet, but that put them first in the district right now.
Wow.
So, we'll see there. We'll work on that a little bit more this week. Our 4x2, and that was with Devers and Buckingham and Hutchison and Yarkowski, and they dropped 5 seconds there in the 4x2, and that puts them second going into state qual on Thursday. Obviously, we got a meet before that we'll worry about, but and our 4x4 dropped 3 seconds. Devers and Yarkowski and Hutchison and Stalzer. And that puts them first in the 4x4 right now.
Wednesday when we had the special track day, you were really talking to the guys about the handoffs and trimming that time down there. And there's some real time that can be saved and recaptured in those exchanges. And obviously, you're trimming 3 seconds off. You're probably finding it there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Sprint Med 4x2. That's
where you're going to find that.
That's
at,
where
right?
you find that. And then, you know, with the Sprint Medley, we put Stalzer in at the four, and he's our fastest four kid. You know, so that helps as well.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a bonus.
But the handoffs are so darn important. And we'll get opportunity to work them again a couple times before we've got to meet this week at conference. But, you know, a couple other events looking ahead is I tried something different with Stalzer, and I gave him four events too, a Sprint Med 4. He usually runs the open 8, usually runs the 4x4. Well, we put him in the open 4 too. So, you know, and that open 4 and the open 8, there's two races in between it.
Right.
So he wasn't full recovered yet, and it was a good workout for him. Let's put it that way. We're not going to try that on State Qual night, but and Ethan Yarkowski's running the lows well, and of course Ryan Little in the high jump. So, you know, those are he went 6-4 over at Van Buren after going 6-5 at Drake. So, you know, he's consistently up there, and so he knows he's got to keep working as well, and things don't get any easier for him. But this week we go, we got rained out, go figure, right, on Thursday for our conference meet. So they rescheduled it for Monday. So we'll go down to Centerville Monday and run conference. Good news is everybody's back, so we can get everybody in events and run some things, and which is good for those kids too. You know, I know they had a great opportunity and they took advantage of it, which I totally understand. But as hard as they've been working and then the
timing of it all to happen to just yep. time out that way.
So, you know, they'll get the opportunity to run it.
Yeah, somebody's looking out for you.
That's
right?
Good. Yeah, that's good for that for those kids, and it's actually good for our team. You know, it yep. really is having everybody there. So, yeah, busy week this week with Centerville, and then on Monday, and then we go to our state qual on Thursday at Eddyville.
Yeah, does that, a shortened distance between the two events change the strategy of how you run conference? Because you had a strategy on Thursday the week before that was going to be a little lighter, right? Yep. Because you didn't have the bodies. But that certainly... In my mind, you got to think about the recovery time, and these are very resilient young athletes. But you still you got to get every ounce of the maximize everything right at the right moment.
Yeah. There won't be a lot of four event nights for our guys. You know, I think it's obviously it's worse.
And they would like that.
No,
right?
They would. They'd run four events every meet if you could get them into it. And but it's nice to see the way times are coming down like they have consistently done throughout the years. And I think sometimes it takes them to actually achieve that, to understand
sure.
really what the
right.
what the process is. And, you know, you come up from junior high and you're doing a field event and three running events every meet. And
right.
a lot of times it's the same events, all the time. So we try to mix them up and keep it as fresh as possible, even though we're getting some of the similar distances in. And, you know, we did take advantage of our rain out Thursday night. When we got out of school, it was raining a little bit, but we got in about 3.5 miles on Thursday outside of practice, but we needed the sprint work.
Right.
So we got it in about 3.5 miles of some quick stuff, you
wow.
know. And you do.
Did you do a ladder up or a ladder down, or do you just?
We just did a repeat that day.
Okay.
You know, it was a jog in, get after it, jog out, and then walk. And 24 minutes of that, and before you know it, we stole 3.5 miles out of their workout in terms of, hey, we got some sprint work, but we
right.
also got some cardio in as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the little things that you can do once in a while to get a specific, and like I said, we were working sprints, working on quickness and getting them picked up and put down, but when it was all said and done, we got some cardio too. So,
what about we got two meets coming up. How much? And I know we'll get Coach Ratliff here. He's going to join us on the phone line here in a few seconds, and we'll talk to the ladies here. But nutrition part of this. Now you got Monday and Thursday, right? Is that you guys give a layout of how that needs to look for the kids, or is you kind of give them a generalized thing? But you know. Yeah, the nutrition part and peaking, all those things are really important.
Nutrition is huge. You know, it's pretty general. We're talking, you know, eat right.
Right.
What is eating
timing
right?
of eating? Yeah,
what
I
is
know,
eating
I know,
right?
I
you know.
Know,
those are the things that you kind of leave it up to the athlete. But the hydration, the sleeping, you know, all of those things, and
you can't get it on Thursday.
Yeah, no, 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 no,
you know?
Nope. Nope, you got to. Hydration's got to be two or three days out.
And if they want the right, if they're going to distance on Monday, you want to be carbing up on Tuesday.
Yep.
Not on Wednesday or
something. So, yeah, it's, like today they'll get out and they'll do, most of them will get out and do 20 to 30 minute run on their own and a nice easy jog and just get warmed up and, you know, get everything ready to go. But, Monday, Thursday, obviously not quite as bad as a Tuesday, Thursday, but, still there's that, when you're done Monday, you're going to be a little bit fatigued on Tuesday. Right. Wednesday, you're probably going to be a little more sore. Now, this late in the season, the soreness isn't quite as bad, but, we'll get the blood flowing on Wednesday. We'll do it Tuesday as well, but Wednesday we'll get just a blood flow type thing, work some handoffs. Usually a shorter practice, but it's pretty intense with what we're doing. But and then they'll be ready to go Thursday at, like I said, State Qual.
Sounds great, man. It's really impressive, and a lot of young guys in there that are making their mark. And I think of like the guy Sample, just a freshman.
Yeah, right? Just a freshman.
Yeah, you think about the if he can keep that progression, and he's got you look at Stalzer.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's a great example, and he's not the same athlete as he was when he came in as a freshman in terms of physicality right. and all those things. And of course, you expect a kid to grow just because they're in that growing stage. But he also paid the price in the way he trains and the way he works out.
Yep, it does.
There's your example.
There you go. That's the great thing, if we can get them through their freshman year.
Right.
Because, it's just different. It's hard to compete against a junior, senior.
How much you want to enjoy sucking until you've sucked. I had to deal with it long enough. Right?
And so you get them through that, and then they start seeing their growth and within themselves. And we stress that a lot. What did you do today? Did you get better today? And, those are the things. And when they see that and the smiles on their faces when they're done running they realize that they have been their best of the year or personal maybe, and then you get them into that next year, and then they continue. They know they start out where their best is,
right.
And so then they just keep working the numbers down or the distances up depending on what events they're in, and so that's a great part to see. And then by the time they're seniors, it's like, geez, everybody's talking about them then.
Yeah, right. Well, it goes fast, as we all know, just like a track season. Man, it's really hard to believe we're talking. But we will, and we'll be talking state because I really like the way things are set up there, and I like the strategy you have. And one thing, those kids are committed to the discipline of getting it down and trim some more time. It's all in those handoffs.
Yep, it is. We'll get some more work in.
Hey, that is Coach Hill and Coach Ratliff going to join us. A quick timeout. We'll come back fast hour on all radio. We'll continue our track conversation and some records being broken. And some pretty fast times on a Blue Oval that we'll talk about when we come back to the Fast Hour on all the radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
At Lucas County Health Center, they understand that sore throats and fevers don't take weekends off, and neither do they. If you wake up on Saturday morning and you're not feeling well, don't wait until Monday. They're here for you. 7 days a week, see Lucas County Health Center. Always caring, always home.
Need to clean out Mom and Dad's house? Do you have a construction project and don't know where to discard all the excess? You need AP roll-offs. 15 and 20-yard dumpsters make these and other cleanup jobs easy. They'll haul away your troubles. Perfect for both commercial and residential, offering fast service and a veteran's discount. Search AP roll-offs online or call 641-856-9988. 641-856-9988. Haul away your troubles with AP roll-offs.
A little more cowbell is what we need, Jacob Briggs, and a lot less rain. Hello. My eyes are blinding. I was looking west, and I look over towards the west, and Sheraton You've got this giant billboard in your backyard in a new quick lane as Joe Milley just landed over in Sheraton. And Joe, did you bring UV and we don't need it for the sun?
Rain's gone. By the way, hey, I got to tell you, thank you so much for letting me drive your Corvette in the Restoration Days parade last week.
Did you bring it back?
I did. I think the passenger door, I think Linda Hoskins broke it, but I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man. Somebody can finally drive it that knows how to drive it. But when you have fast vehicles and you have fast life, you got to make fast time with the things you don't want to do, and that is you got to service them.
Absolutely. Quick lane over here in Sheraton, the former Sheraton Ford location. Of course, Albia Ford has taken it over. They've turned this into a quick lane tire and auto center for all makes and models. It's fast lube. You can get your brakes fixed. I've actually got my wife's car up on the hoist right now, getting new tires put on. And it's a beautiful building. They've completely redone it over here. And they're giving away free food today at noon. Cattlemen will be out here grilling. They've got some door prizes, giving away a gun as well as a TV and some other giveaways as well. We'll throw out some T-shirts. And, we've got the big brand-new Party Box 2.0 here with the big screen right out front. So come on by and see us. Get your car serviced as well, or get it scheduled to bring it in. We're right across the street from the fire station, Jason, and everybody knows where that is. Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center here in Sheraton.
All right, Joe, we'll have fun over there. There is lots of ways you can get to your wife's heart. New tires, didn't think that would be one of them, but I can see how that would be, keeping her rolling. That's Joe
tires,
Millage.
Windshield wipers.
Oh, yeah. You don't want
Make
her to
sure
be out
get
there.
Get the washer fluid filled back up. That's one I've failed on in the past and got in trouble for, but yes.
So if you have a chance to get them on, I'd like to hear, you know, whether or not, do you have to have an appointment? Can you just roll in there and roll out? How that works.
Yep, we'll get them on here in just a little bit.
Awesome.
They're busier at the moment, but yeah, come on down.
Well, good stuff. That's Joe Millage over on in Sheraton on location. We'll go back to him here in a few minutes, but let's stay on the phone line and catch up with the very elusive and very fast Coach Todd Ratliff. And Coach, you were watching your stopwatch quite a bit this week, and you watched it stop a lot faster than it has in the past because you guys were setting some records.
Just a second. That's Quick Lane, right? Free food today? Just making sure that I... Jason, we had a spectacular week. And it's really interesting. You know, we'll go back to the Blue Oval here in a second, but it's interesting that Van Buren, of all places, kind of an older, a little harder track. You know, the kids know where the dips are in the track because over time that happens sometimes at facilities. But that's one of the meets that we look forward to every year. And we'll talk about that as well. But yeah, let's start last Saturday. Drake Relays, like it has 21 of the last 24 years, rain off and on Saturday. Actually, it was off all day. Just a great day to sit and watch some athletes compete. So McKenna Montgomery qualified for the 1500 there. And as she was finishing her warm-up, getting ready to go down to the Blue Oval, the rain struck, and we were in a three-hour rain delay. But hats off to Blake Bolden and the Drake Relays committee for hanging with it. When we did get down to the track, boy, McKenna was ready to run. She went out and she started off the track. She had an option to go second row, being the tied for 21st runner. She was clear out in the gray area, but they gave her the option to go to lane one and start in second row. She wisely took that outside. So she actually started just outside of lane eight in the gray. But she put herself in great position coming off the first 100. Just kind of stayed relaxed out in lane two for a little bit. Like's going to happen with a group of 22 runners where 16 of them are right around the exact same time. She got trapped in for a little bit, was patient. When it was time to come out, she did. Laps three and laps four just had a stellar anchor to that. So her last 800 was right at 2:33 coming off that mile, and she shattered her own record, or her own personal best that she just set the meet before at 4:49. She went 4:43:17. So we'll put that in perspective. I was blessed to watch the race take place with Bill and Jordan Winkie. I was standing with them during the race. This is pretty amazing. Jordan had come back to the stadium to watch her run. in case she broke her record, she wanted to be the first one to congratulate her. How amazing is that, that the runners of the past want to congratulate the runners of present? So just the hats off to Jordan and, you know, what she accomplished and her love for Albion and for the racing to be able to do that. But so when McKenna came down that final straight, she passed an additional two more people, came in at 22nd, left as a top 10 Drake Relays runner with a new personal best at 4:43.17.
Coaches, she never stops to amaze me, but neither does Jordan Winkie. And I think about so if you're a young person out there and you're hearing about this this great athletes, and you don't run, I remember wholeheartedly Jordan Winkie sitting on the ground, and we'd have to say, hey, just to the next pole, and outrunning and.
Oh, man, I forget about that until somebody brings it up. That was amazing, wasn't
it? Yeah, no, it just, then she shows up to be there in case her record's broken. And that tells you about, you know, the quality of the humans that you're working with, not just the quality of the athletes. And just good stuff.
It really is. And, we had a great time at the relays this year. I mean, even wet and soggy and rain delays, you know, Ryan had a great day on Friday, and then McKenna a great day then on Saturday. So an enjoyable weekend for sure for myself, and I'm sure for the athletes that were up there from Albion and from other places as well. But then we got to go to Van Buren.
Yeah. Van Buren, and why do you guys like it so much? You know, it's rustic.
You and Coach Hill kind of alluded to it. This is that time of the season. This is the time where we've noticed for year after year after year after year that this is the week where all the extra time that we spend in warm-ups and all the extra stuff we do with the dynamics and the movement of how we run kind of kicks in. It we're down to 1 meet a week instead of two, so there's a little less fatigue on the bodies, and they're a little more fresh. And you know, I got on the bus and I was excited. I'm excited all the time when I'm with the team and when we're getting ready to go to a meet. But I was like, hey, let's go break some records today. And you know, the girls kind of giggle at me, and then I just stop and I give them a somber face. I take my sunglasses off. Like, no, let's go break some records today. Put them back on. I go up to the driver's seat, and I don't talk to them again until we're out on the track. And you know, the 4x8 team it's I don't know even how to put it in words. They're amazing. They came out of the gate, and Abby George started us out, and she dropped her fastest 800 of her life. Now we know she went a 2:20 and some change at the state meet last year. She came out and dropped a 2:20.12, so the fastest 800 she's ever run, and she wasn't running with any competition. She was running with her own mind for her team. She handed that baton off to Avery Major, and Avery Major season best at 2:33 and some change. Right to Serene, who also dropped down under that 2:40 for the first time, a 2:38 and a little bit of change, and then handed the baton off to McKenna Montgomery, who dropped a lifetime best of 2:23 flat. So at the end of the day, you know, our goal was to go 10:05 to get under that 10:07 record that they set last year, and they ended up running. And I'm going to start this, and my mind smiles every time I say this. I'm not starting the new school record in the 4x8 with a 10 anymore, Jason. It was a 9:56. So a sub-10 4x8, just a spectacular day. You know, and as we went through the rest of the meet, we just continued to see some really good times. We saw Reagan Carter go 30.5 in the open, too. We saw the shuttle hurdle times go well. We had two girls place in the 100 hurdles with Aubrey Fisher going third, looking really good. And then Avery Castor, let's talk about a kid who races against themselves to be their best. Been running 22 lows and 21 highs all season. Comes into Van Buren, and the wind wasn't at our back, so it wasn't a wind-aided run. Drops an 18-something. So just, you know, when you talk about 3 seconds in a race, you know, 3 seconds in a mile is good. 3 seconds in a 100-meter hurdle is amazing. So just hats off to Avery Castor in her race. And as we go down the lineup, just everybody was working hard, and we saw really, really nice things happen, which led us into the last part of the meet. And McKenna Montgomery doesn't run the open eight a whole lot just because of where it sits in front of the 1500. But she went out in the open eight and ran a lifetime open 800 best of nearly 5 seconds. She went 2:22.05, which puts her sitting right in front of Abby as fourth and fifth in 2A overall in the state. So a great run there. In the 4x4, let's talk some 1981-82 when the Lady D's program was probably at its peak of all time. We're now playing with records that are being broken from that era.
It's incredible, Coach. Tremendous, and peaking at the right time, and you need to be peaking right about, well, not yet, but you've got a busy week ahead.
Yeah,
busy,
we do.
Amazing week.
Finish that meet off. A 42-year-old record set in 1982, and that 4x4 went down as the last event on the evening, where Abby George went out and ran a 60, and McKenna and Avery Major both went 62 mids in their 400s, both PRs by about a second and a half to two and a half seconds there. And then Aaliyah Hood, freshman, anchoring that down with a 66. So our best this season had been a 4:17, and we went 4:12 there, 4:12. I can't remember, 4:12 and some change, but it was almost a half a second faster than that 1982 record. So the second 40-plus year record coming off the board for the Lady D's, so just spectacular. You know, we'll go to conference, and we will scale down just a little bit at conference with our distance runners because of the fatigue that builds up there. So we'll cut down from four events to either two or three, depending on the races that they run. You know, I think our short distance runners recover a little bit quicker with that 72-hour period, so we'll be okay there. It'll be nice to have, you know, two of our hurdlers back from Tennessee, and talked to a bunch of those kids yesterday. Had a great time with the band out there, so you know, fortunate they were able to go, and fortunate they're going to be back for conference, and then we'll head into state qualifying on Thursday and see what happens.
Coach, congratulations to you and the ladies, and just another historic week. And yet, I think we're going to have a really big week ahead. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hard to believe, but fast indeed it is.
Yeah. You know, as we often state, but it's true here, I think the best is yet to come.
Best is yet to come. That's Coach Todd Ratliff and the ladies off and running. And next week, folks, state qualifying on Thursday, conference on Monday, and it'll be a great time to get out and see these men and ladies achieve things on the track that haven't been done for generations. And so we're going to take a time out. We're coming back. All right, Hawkeye fans, need your fix? Well, we're gonna check in with Tom Caker. And I think this rain's going to go away, Jacob. There's always hope. Jacob Brigg, the best producer in all the business. Good choice, Jacob.
Thank you.
Hooks Chiropractic knows every commercial driver on the road today is required to take a DOT physical for their CDL license. Not having proof of your DOT physical can keep you from getting your CDL renewed, and that means you're off the road and not making any money. Don't let that happen to you. I'm Dr. John Hookstra in Oskaloosa and perform DOT physicals. I accept new patients and will work with your schedule. Call 641-672-0150 and make your appointment today, South 16th Street in Oskaloosa.
You've got the power, the flower power, that is, at Catfish Fan Casino. It's groovy to win up to $500 in free play. And that's what you can do every Friday in May at Catfish Fan Casino. Drawings at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. each Friday. 18 winners each drawing day. Get one entry for every 50 points earned daily. You've got the power of flower on your side. Win up to $500 in free play. See player services for details. Come on out and play and live lucky at Catfish Fan Casino inside the Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owner's insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owner's Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us. And all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC is seeking students interested in applying for a 2024 summer internship. Our summer internship program is designed to give high school students practical work experience and provide an opportunity to explore possible career paths within the cooperative in electrical industry. The seasonal full-time internship is May through August from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, with hourly compensation. Contact Ashley Trachel at Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia to learn more about applying.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
All right, Hawk fans, it's time to get your fix on. I've got Dr. Feelgood right here. It's Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, I've been like a junior high boy sitting in the back of the classroom. We just can't wait to make a funny. And you don't even want me to say this, but you know what's coming. Hey, did Iowa make a booty call last night? And maybe you'll help the audience realize booty. That, yes. So, you know, the absolute need for a quarterback at the University of Iowa. We went through last year and then a couple of transfers, including Deacon Hill. Are we going to be able to talk about the booty? Is that something that's real? And let the audience know that I'm not just that teenage boy sitting in the back of the classroom.
Yes, there's a player who's played at Oklahoma the last 2 years. Didn't play much, but was on the roster. Is a good junior college quarterback. His name is General Booty. That's his. You remember a guy, John David Booty, played at LSU. He's related to him. So, interesting name. And they've shown some interest since he went in the portal. I think probably the top guy, maybe on their board, is Brendan Sullivan. Former Northwestern quarterback, there's some rumblings. We haven't been able to confirm it yet that he might be visiting this weekend. Mm. We're trying to see if we can find out if that's
he's
that
been in the portal for a little while. I was,
been in there since when the portal opened back up in April 15th. It was right around then that he entered the portal. So, just hasn't been a lot of, strong interest in him. But there's some schools that are looking for quarterbacks. So, so we'll see what happens there. Heward kid, Sam Heward from, at Washington, and then transferred to Cal Poly. He may be a kid that they look at as well. So they're gonna, from what I've heard, they're gonna cast a little bit of a net here with, three, four, five guys that they're gonna look at, and Tim Lester's gonna get a look at all of them, and it's gonna be his choice. It's kinda interesting because this is really his first quarterback decision that he's making, as a part of the Iowa program. So we'll get a window into that world.
But it's a lock that they're going to have to pick up a quarterback. I didn't think there was much of a chance that they would.
They might take two.
Yeah, that was the extra. It would be a plural scenario, and then they're over on scholarships. But I think there's some creative ways in today's new world to overcome that.
There,
but
there is the we'll call them swarm scholarships. I think is kind of the term we settled on where. Some of those guys that came back for COVID years, for example, that are coming off the books next year, that you pay for their tuition and room and board kind of thing, books, that sort of stuff, you just take care of them for a year via the Iowa Swarm. And if you do that, then I think it would work fairly well. Then you can. Because right now they're two over, and I assume they're going to get at least one quarterback. And I think they missed out on Raylan Sharp, but I think they're going to potentially add one more wide receiver. So it'd be four over. I know they're kind of maybe poking around on D tackle. I think they need to get a D tackle, yep. But we'll see if that's the direction they head or not.
Yeah, I think they're a defensive tackle from a depth perspective away from being. They're going to be an elite defense, but I'm in the realm of top three, four, yeah. Five defenses in the entire country, and we see what that formula can look like for a football team when you have a tremendous defense. You can have a really poor offense and still put up a lot of wins.
The concern with the tackle is, last year, Wyatt Black was healthy, but that's been a struggle for him in his career. Aaron Graves hasn't been counted on, asked to. Play 50 plus snaps a game. How is he going to hold up? I think he'll be okay, but Pittman was up and down at best last year, so he'd have to take a pretty significant leap for me to feel really comfortable about him as a third option. It just kind of illustrates the, let's just say, you wish the kid wouldn't have made the decision in a very rash manner with Antonio Thompson, because I think Antonio Thompson would have been a perfect guy to fit in there as a third, fourth defensive tackle, because we saw the explosive athleticism that kid possessed.
Well, last year at this time, we were talking about the depth of the defensive backfield, and I'll tell you what, you always have the worry of a defensive, having enough bodies, but man, they're deep with talent. This is a rich defensive backfield, and some names I don't think people have heard about. But you watch them hit their hips and watch them move, man. And you got Phil Parker back there as the best defensive back coach in the country. Wow.
Yeah, that corner, I think they've got a really solid two deep. The name that I've been praising a lot this spring, people. Just kind of told me this last year, hey, watch this kid. He's coming. It's John Nestor. And I think ideally, really, the way Iowa's defense is run, he can play corner, but I think he'd be just a otherworldly cash. But they've got a great cash player in Sebastian Castro. So, Nestor may just settle in at corner. T.J. Hall had a really good spring. He was hurt a lot last year. So they've got him back. They've got Sean Lee now my name's Maya. He's back too, the regular starter. Having a brain fart.
Yeah, so, Jamari Harris.
Harris.
Yeah, welcome to my club. I think we're about the same age, Tom. So, man.
I'm like looking at his. I'm seeing his face right in my. Interviewed him a million times. So I'm like, what is his name? Yeah. Anyway, and then on the in the safety position, you got Wampa, you've got Quinn Schulte back, but Cohen Infringer had a knee issue, but he says he's going to be back by August and ready for the season. We saw that rough play, but great play. That he made in the Big Ten Championship game.
He is definitely fast.
Missing that tackle and then hauling butt and getting all the way to, or should we say hauling booty?
Booty.
Say that now. Should say hauling booty and run down the Michigan punt returner inside the 5-yard line. And then keep an eye on Zach Littmer. Get from Northwest Iowa and, when Phil mentions a kid's name, I always take notice, and he mentioned his name more than once to us. So I keep an eye on him.
Tom, everything was surprised that Cooper went second round. I think that was a surprise. It's the way the draft shook out with all those offensive guys going early. But I look at four players get drafted, and I look at this roster, and you and Randazzo on your podcast talking about it, and man, there's a lot of potential draftees in this this current makeup of this football team.
Yeah, I wrote about that last week. After the draft, there's just so many guys. I mean, when you think about. Xavier Wampa, you think about Luke Lachey, Jay Higgins, Nick Jackson, even, like a Connor Colby, guys like that that, you know, counters a four-year starter on the offensive line for Iowa. Yeah, he didn't do well at tackle, but I think there's a, you know, place for him in the league. There's just there's a long YA Black. You know, is he going to follow the Carl Davis path, where kind of caught fire the last few years and ends up being a, you know, third, fourth round pick? This year there's only four guys that got drafted. Next year, you know, the most that I was had drafted under Ferentz is six.
And I can see eight guys getting their name called, and that's a little stretching a little bit,
but it's possible. Yeah. It's potentially there. I mean, some of it might depend on decisions made. You've got one more round of guys with COVID years, so
Heinrich can come in and woo them to stay over the NFL, which is a part of my questioning is, you know, the portal talk right now is, and it's all year round, but for sure, men's and women's basketball, for football, wrestling, and you know, let's touch the swarm just a minute. Brad's such a great guy, and you know, he's done this with love of labor for the university and the programs. But man, it's been a challenge, you know. And yet, if the fan base wants to have a quality product, then we may not like it, but it's what's got to be done.
Yeah, it's just it's the reality today. And you know, there's been a lot of discussion this week nationally about the state of college athletics, and you know, with there's a decision, kind of negotiation going on to settle a case, House versus NCAA, which is essentially back pay for NIL, but also kind of setting forth a structure for the future for payments and. I think it'll include, you know, a chunk of the media rights, mm-hmm. which I think those guys should get. I mean, they really should. I mean, if those universities and such and TFP and everything else are getting billions of dollars and the players aren't getting a dime of it in terms of cash wages kind of thing, that seems kind of weird when you look at it from that perspective. So I think there's something that's going to happen, but we're still going to have NIL.
Right.
That's the thing. You think that it's not going to be, as things are currently constituted, and as long as there's no federal legislation for antitrust, you're really limited what you can tell people you can't do. That you got to collectively. You'd have to essentially set up a NFL kind of system.
Right.
But even then, you're going to be able to make money outside of that. NFL players do. They have individual deals. You know, like Cooper, I don't know if anybody looked at Cooper's Instagram page this week. He's doing Head and Shoulders commercials, you know.
Didn't he pipe out a Buffalo Wild Wing, hit, too? I mean, and why shouldn't they be able to do it? Yeah. You know, so this is that part I don't.
They're doing sponsorship things, yeah. And that's what NIL should be.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Bohannon was wanting, you know, when he was pushing for it. It wasn't, you know, just getting handouts from fans.
What it's not, what it shouldn't be, is what it's kind of being right now, which is essentially outsized payments for limited to no work or you know, sponsorship kind of things. It's just, I'm all for guys making a buck, and if you can make a deal with, you know, like Brock Harding has a, or Pete Martin, for example, from the women's basketball team, it was all over the TV stations here in the Quad Cities, where she did a sponsorship with the Honda dealership over in Moline, Illinois, and it was great, and it was good publicity for them too during the whole NCAA tournament here in the Quad Cities. You couldn't turn away, and every, you know, every commercial break, there was Kate Martin for, you know, a Honda dealership.
Yeah, no one has a problem with that. Tom, I hope we'll be making a booty call, and the fans should be able to check it out. I know you'll have it there for us, buddy.
Yeah, there's. I can guarantee you they're going to sign at least one quarterback there, but maybe two. Maybe we'll see. It depends what Tim Lester likes I do think, though, just, you know, this is not the deepest pool of talent. I thought it was going to be a little deeper, but it's not. So I think when we get to December, because Iowa's going to be in the market for a starting quarterback, they were going to be back in the portal.
You're going to have to go. Hey, Tom, have a great one, buddy, and we'll be talking with you soon. That's Tom Kager, HawkeyeReport.com. And I hear in the background there the noise that when we get back here real quick, we'll check in with Joe Millage on location, and we'll take a time out. Come right back. You're listening to Coach Corner.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, let's run over to Joe Millage on location.
Jason, we are broadcasting live from Sheraton at the brand new Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. I got Michael Barrett with me, and you guys are awful proud of this grand opening today.
Yes, we are. We couldn't be happier. The community's really supported us well, and we're really excited about today. And please, everybody, come on out. We have more than enough food and drinks for everybody. We have over 500 hamburgers and 300 skinless brats, so please bring your appetite. And we got a raffle going on here in a little bit, giving away a shotgun and a few TVs and some other prizes.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, it's absolutely free. Now, you're getting ready here in just a little bit to cut the ribbon, because the folks from the city are here. We're going to cut the ribbon, but I got to mention, this is a beautiful facility. You guys have done a fantastic job. You didn't just come in and open the doors. You basically remodeled this top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Martin and Maria, you know, they've been a big contributor and supporter of the community. So we really, really appreciate their support and the investment they've made in. You know, we love the community here. We actually have, out of our 9 people that are employed here, 7 of them are from Sheraton, and 4 local high school guys are working for us right now. So we appreciate all the support.
Talking to Michael Barrett here at Quick Lane Tire and Auto, we're broadcasting live, and I think we mentioned earlier, free food, folks, so come on out. I just had 4 brand new Firestones put on my wife's car, and it was in and out in no time. So I know you can make an appointment, but you probably can just pull right in, too, if you need a quick oil change.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage anybody just to come in. We probably get you in a little quicker if you do set an appointment, but our goal is to get anybody out in and out on a, you know, normal maintenance within an hour.
Very good. Well, Jason and Jacob, we are live here. We're going to be here all day because it is their grand opening celebration. And, again, they're firing up the grill. We've got folks already registering for the door prizes, the shotgun, and a couple of TVs. And beautiful facilities. Come on in and check them out. If you don't know where it's at, right across the street from the Sheraton Fire Station. Jason, we'll be back on the air here in a little bit, and we'll see.